Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does it make any difference when you hear a message, what you say about it? If a message is really from the Lord and really came by revelation of the Spirit and anointing of the Spirit and is good, does it matter what you say about that? It matters more. I'm sure more than, that's why the Lord said, y'all got to go back and look at this again. Can you see why He said that? We need to get better settled in this. How many hundreds of thousands of church-going folks and meeting-going folks, they come, they sit, don't have pay attention, don't care what they say about it at lunch after the message, and don't think it makes any difference in their life. And if it was just something that came out of a man or a woman, it don't make much difference. But if it came from the Lord, if somebody sought Him and heard it from Him and got it from Him, and it came out by revelation of the Holy Spirit, and it came out by anointing of the Holy Spirit, and you scoff at that, and you mock that, and you call that bad, and call it wrong, woe. Is that right? Woe to you, because you're not going to enjoy any of the good of the thing God said was good. These people spoke evil of what Paul was preaching to them about Jesus being the fulfillment of Scripture and being the Savior and being the Redeemer. Do you think those folks got saved that day?
No,
they didn't.
No, sir.
Look in the 13th chapter, 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, Acts 13:45, after Paul had preached, and then the next Sabbath day the crowds were big, they were filled with envy. And they spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Now, if you read this whole passage, a week ago, these guys were on the bandwagon with Paul. They're like, man, I like this message. I like this. They were the leaders in the synagogues. Until next Sabbath day, they broke all records for attendance. Then they felt insecure and envious. And they begin to do what? Speak against the things that Paul was preaching. Why? Because they genuinely disagreed with the doctrine. They liked it last week. See, this is, they're not being honest. And so they're calling His message bad when they know it's good. This is serious business. I said, this is serious. When you know the difference between good and bad, and you decide to say it's bad when you know better, whoa, you're going to miss out. You're going to forfeit some things. They were filled with envy. They spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Well, here's the thing though. Did Paul make this up himself?
No.
Or did the Lord give it to him? Then who are they blaspheming?
No.
Who are they speaking against?
No.
They're looking at Paul. They're looking at a preacher. But guess who's hearing their blasphemies? Who's it really against? Keep reading. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. And they said, it was necessary that the word of God should have first been spoken to you. But seeing that you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, we're going to go give it to the Gentiles.
Amen.
And they'll receive it.
Yes, they will. Wow.
Who judged themselves unworthy of the best? What is the gospel? Good news. Who judged themselves unworthy of the best news and the best gift that's ever been given? They did. They judged themselves unworthy of it so that they didn't get it. They didn't enjoy it. But as preachers, we shouldn't fall off our chair when folks don't receive the message. Jesus, some received it, some rejected it. With Paul, some received it, some rejected it. And I believe they did a top-notch job preaching and teaching it. I don't believe it was because of any deficiency in the way they ministered it that justified people rejecting it. So, you and I, any minister, is going to just need to be understand and expect. There's going to be some folks that don't like you and that speak evil of the message. What I do is I feel sorry for them.
Yes.
If it's really from God, because what they are doing, all they're doing is shooting themselves in the foot.
Right.
Why would you fight against healing?
Amen.
You're going to need some tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Why would you fight against prosperity?
Yes.
Did I lose somebody?
No.
Why would you fight against prosperity? You're going to need to pay your bills end of the week.
Yes.
Why would you fight against it? But see, it's so convoluted and it's been complicated, even from pulpits, where that people go, I don't want any of this world's goods.
Wow.
This world's what?
Good.
You don't want any goods. No, all that's bad.
Whoa.
I don't want all that money. I don't want all that stuff. I don't want all them houses and lands. I don't want all them vehicles. I don't want... Yeah, you just don't want to be able to do anything for people or for the kingdom. You call them bads and you won't get the goods. How many remember when the woman came and brought that alabaster box of perfume? It was concentrated. It was pure. It was worth probably a year's of today's average wage. It was what? $30,000, $40,000? Depending on what you're going to compare it to. Depending on, it was an average day laborer's wage. So she takes, let's just say $30,000. She takes $30,000 and she breaks the box and dumps it on his feet. And the fragrance filled the house and went out the windows and the doors. And this is a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
Is that right? His feet are going to smell amazing for a few hours. And then that's it for $30,000. And if what a lot of people believe is true, what would Jesus have done and said? He would have said, woman, 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 what have you done? Haven't I taught y'all better than this? You could have used this to feed people and house people and clothe people. But it wasn't him that said that.
No.
It was somebody else.
Yeah.
Does anybody know who said this should have been sold for X amount of money and given to the poor? Who said that? Judas Iscariot. Now, is it true that a lot of people's mentality about these things has more in common with Judas Iscariot than it does with Jesus of Nazareth?
Yeah.
And they think they're smarter than all of us because it's more complicated than that. What did Jesus say? He said, leave her alone. She has wrought a good work on me. He called blowing $30,000 for a few hours of smell good. Come on, are y'all with me? He called that, Jesus called it, a good work. We need mind renewal. It's not an either or proposition. You know what else he said in that same passage? He said, the poor are always with you and you can help them whenever you want to.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
What's he saying? You can do both.
Yes.
Right.
You can do both.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear it in the back. You can do both.
Yes.
You can do both.
Yes.
Oh, I'm wanting to speak in tongues right now. God, the goodness that He has laid up for us. I'm quoting Scripture. How great, the Scripture said, is His goodness that He has laid up for those that trust Him and seek Him. Somebody say, how great is His goodness. But what is happening right and left is people are choking on His goodness. It just gets too big for them and too rich and too expensive so quickly. And then what they do, because of their religious thinking and ignorance of the Word, they begin to call good bad. No, that's bad. It couldn't cost that much and be good. That's got to be bad. That's bad. Oh, that's evil. Having a house that nice, having a car that nice, that's evil. But see, these same folks, if you can't imagine to pay that for a car, are you ever going to imagine to sow that into the church?
No.
Do you see, they go hand in hand. The same lessons Phyllis and I learned, believing for our first used car. That's the same principle we believe for church buildings. With you, is it? Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
And multi-million dollar projects. It's the same thing. And if you won't do it with one thing, you won't do it with the other.
Amen.
And that's what the enemy knows.
Right.
And he's just endeavoring to keep you so choked and narrowed up in your mind and your heart that when it gets beyond a certain little level of where you're already at, you start calling it bad. Oh, that's too much. That's too much. Well, you're not going to stop people of faith and vision. They're going to go on. They're going to get it. They're going to have it. You're not going to stop the Calebs. You're not going to stop the Joshuas. You know why? Because they said, it is a good land. It's the best. And God's with us. Hallelujah. And He can make us have it. Hallelujah. And even after 40 years of listening to them calling good evil in the desert at, what was it, 85? He still stood up, Caleb said, give me this mountain.
Yeah.
I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I'm having it.
Woo.
And him and Joshua were the only two who actually got to enjoy the good land. The ones that called it bad and said it was too much, it was too high, it was too big, they perished out in that dry, desolate desert, never experiencing the plan that God had for them, even though Hebrews says it was prepared from the foundation of the world that they should go into. That's sad. Somebody say, not me.
Not me.
Not me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.